Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Havana, Cuba, to Madison Avenue, Shanghai, China, to Dusseldorf, Germany, we are the Tastemakers.
Hey, there's some great cities over there, you know?
How about that, huh, Mark?
Yeah, greetings to our listeners around the world, around the globe, and a beautiful, sunny California day. Here it is, Tuesday, the 1st of December already.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
1 month from today, we're in 2016.
And I'll be at the, well, I don't know if you're going to join us, but I'll be at the Rose Parade on Colorado Boulevard.
How about turning it up just a little bit there, just a little bit there? Yeah, I would mind going. I know we went, I think, 2 years ago. You went last year.
Always go.
Yeah. Possibly might join you. But yeah, happy day, great day. December 1st, like you said, just came off a long weekend. But long weekends don't mean anything, though, so we work every day.
Yeah, we do. 24/7, 365. That's our credo.
Great Thanksgiving. A little chilly, though. We have it at my house every year, and we're planning on being outside this year like we usually.
Alfresco.
Aren't we usually outside?
Yeah, we've been outside for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, but a little in the chilly side, so we stayed inside, and it was nice and toasty and cozy, and just a fantastic Thanksgiving.
My favorite holiday of the year.
Favorite holiday of the year, and beautiful weather, and just absolutely love the holidays. I had my decorations put up, including the tree, over the weekend, and holiday lights outside as well. Christmas music is in full swing, and we were excited. We have a caller calling in today.
Yeah, up-and-coming actress, a new fresh face to Hollywood, Renee Willett.
Yeah,
she'll be calling in about 10 minutes or so.
So very, very excited.
I'm excited to talk to her. I mean, she has a lot of stuff going on. You know, and she's
a lot of stuff.
A philanthropist, a socialite, an actress, a traveler.
I love how that sounds, philanthropist and socialite.
It almost sounds like it could be a reality show.
Yeah.
The Renee Willett Show.
Hey, I just saw a Phantom Rolls Royce roll by.
Down the street here?
Yeah. Fantastic. A Phantom Rolls Royce.
What color was it?
White with a black hood.
Wow.
And speaking of Rolls Royces, how about that Wraith we saw on Rodeo Drive last night?
Yeah, it was nice.
Fantastic.
The Wraith is a great car because Rolls-Royce in the last 5 years, well, Rolls-Royce and Bentley in the last 10 years have really stepped it up a notch because the new Wraith, it's a whole new edge to the Rolls-Royce. Before, Rolls-Royce was kind of boxy, was kind of stuffy, pompous. But the new cars they've got, the Ghost, the Wraith, it brings it up a notch.
How about the Dawn?
The Dawn, right, which is the new convertible Rolls-Royce. But it's the Wraith, since we're talking about the Wraith, it's sporty, it's hot, it's cut. I mean, it's a great two. It's a two pass. I mean, two door. Right?
Yeah,
not a four door.
Yeah, suicide door.
Yeah,
we saw that last night. We were in Beverly Hills. This was on Rodeo Drive. We were on Camden actually for a
viewing party.
Viewing party for the new season of the Emmy Award winning show. The Bay.
Yeah, that's great.
The Bay, the series.
Yeah, let's start off with, don't you get some birthdays today?
Oh, geez. I forgot. There's a good amount of them today, too.
Let's hear them.
Let's start out with Janelle Monáe. Now, you probably don't recall or know who she is.
I love that name, though.
Yeah. She's a rapper, blues, not even blues, hip-hop rapper. She was on the red carpet with us at the Soul Train Music Awards in Atlanta about three years ago.
Oh, is she the one with that hair, that weird hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was an up-and-comer then, but now she's pretty popular. She's 29. So when we met her, she was 25 or 26. So happy 29th to her today.
Wow.
28 candles on the birthday cake for DeSean Jackson, football player with the, I believe, Washington Redskins. I think he was just cut the other day. And we are friends with his agent.
Is that right?
Yeah, she's one of our former...
judges from Miss New York.
Correct.
Right?
So
yeah.
She's 28. Zoe Kravitz, son of...
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz. How old do you think?
20.
26.
Mm.
Yeah, he's 51.
Wow.
He looks like he's in his 30s.
Wow.
But Zoe Kravitz is 26. Bette Midler.
She's got to be 67.
Close. 69.
Ah, yeah. She looks great for her age.
She sure does.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman. We were at this event last night for the Bay, which we'll talk about a little later, but one of the press and media photographers or outlet sources, Jennifer, was there last night. Spitting image, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right.
Sarah
yeah.
Silverman.
She 44. Really good.
44 today for Sarah Silverman. Key Swag.
Boy, that's not a stage name.
Key Swag. He's a 15-year-old rapper.
15-year-old rapper.
You never heard of Key Swag?
No. I've heard of Swag Bags.
Yesterday he was 14.
Kings of Swag.
Yesterday he was 14. Today he's 15.
Wow.
Woody Allen. Woody Allen's birthday today.
Great. I'd say he's 79.
Yep. Bingo.
Ah. I'm pretty good at this.
He's passed on 10 years ago, Richard Pryor, if he was still with
Just
us
Just 10,
today.
Huh?
Yep.
Boy, I thought he was gone a lot longer than that.
10 years.
Wow.
How old?
How old would he have been?
No, how old would he be today?
I'd say he would have been 70.
75.
Okay.
75. Mumbo Jumbo.
Mumbo Jumbo.
He's 19 today.
He's a rapper too?
No, he's a web star.
A web star. I love it.
Mumbo Jumbo.
Boy, the millenniums. Trinity. Rap stars.
Trinity. I'm telling you, Mark, I do this every week, and now more and more we get bloggers, Vine people, and web stars.
Yeah, I love the Viners.
Trinity. Trinity's 43 today.
And I love their names, too.
She's a wrestler, not a rapper.
I thought it was a guy.
No, she's a wrestler. She's 43.
So she's a wrestler, Viner.
No, she's not a Viner. Oh. She's just a wrestler.
Oh, just a wrestler. Okay.
Yeah. You'll like this one. Jared Vogel.
Oh, no. How are we even mentioning this putz?
37 today and in the tank for the next 20 years,
well,
right?
Good for him. He should have been throwing away the key.
So when he gets out, he'll be 50. He'll get out in good behavior.
He's still pretty young,
yeah,
too.
He'll be 55.
He'll pay off somebody else and he'll get off really
Lou Rawls.
Early. I'd say Lou Rawls is 78.
He would be 73.
Oh.
He died 5 years ago.
Lou Rawls?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't remember that at
Neither
all.
Neither do I.
He died 5 years ago.
Charlene Tilton. Charlene Tilton.
Oh, she's
this is a tricky one,
yeah,
isn't it?
No, she's 52.
56.
Okay.
Yeah. She looks older, though, doesn't she?
Yes, sort of. The last couple times we saw her at our suites, she started the aging
process. Anyhow, happy birthday to all. That's it for the birthday people today. Great day today. Mark, do you have any shout-outs before we get rolling?
Well,
here?
Because today's a packed day. We got a lot of stuff going on. I want to do a couple of quick thank yous. You know, we're always busy. We're always promoting brands. We've always got stuff going on. We just did the official celebrity gift bag for the eighth season of Beat Bobby Flay in New York City.
I think the 8th will be coming up in February.
Taking place today. We got 25, 30 great brands involved, but some of them are extra interesting or diverse that I want to do a quick shout-out at. And we're going to try to get some of you in today. If we don't get all of you in, we'll get you on next week. But VillaVespa.net, and that's VillaVespa.net. You know what these guys are? They're based in Lake Placid, New York. Now, the only time I've ever heard of Lake Placid is for the Olympics.
What about the movie?
Oh, right. But that's, yeah you're right. Okay. But Villa Vespa is homemade spaghetti pasta sauce, fagioli. You know, you got to have the best sauces are these homemade ones. These guys, and they use it in their title in their pasta sauce. It's homemade Italian sauce. And since 1974, Villa Vespa has been making the highest quality pasta sauces with great pride. It's a family operation, mom and pop and the daughter and everybody. And it's homemade, thick, chunky pasta sauce. So if you like a good pasta sauce, go to VillaVespa.net. And they sell it in about 10 different stores from Vermont down to Vermont, New York, I think, New Hampshire, and Atlanta, Georgia. So it's great pasta sauce. So if you like a good pasta sauce, go to VillaVespa.net.
Wow.
Right?
Sounds fantastic. Excellent.
Yeah.
Do we get a jar sent to us? You know, we always like to taste the product.
Yeah, I think it might be en route. And I guess this was a last-minute thing. You know, we've been doing this for Bobby Flay for a couple of years now, but we just came aboard late in the day for Beat Bobby
Flay. Not even 2 weeks ago.
But
it's amazing we were as productive as we were in a 10-day span.
So it's a great show. You've got some great celebrities. Anthony Anderson, for instance, is one of the celebrities getting gifted.
A wide range. Apollo Ono, too.
Yeah.
Olympic gold medalist. Didn't he also win the gold ball on Dancing with Stars?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And another one... Danica Patrick, who is the Indy race car driver.
Yeah.
So it's a great eclectic. It's not just chefs. You know, you're not just Bobby Flay and Guy Fieri. You've got an eclectic mix of other people.
Including Rev Run from Run DMC. A lot of people don't. He had a show on VH1. Now he's got a show on the Food Network.
Who's just like Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, he's cooking in his house. And go figure. Mm. We need a show on the Food Network.
Love it. Hey, so why don't we go over the bay? Which is the party we attended last night, which is great because this is a show that you don't normally hear. It's streaming. You go to thebaytheseries.com.
Yeah, only online.
Only
like
online.
Our show.
And it was 15 to 20-minute episodes, but the new season, which starts today, they run on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You could watch it 24/7, 365, starring today. New show today, next show on Thursday. But you go to thebaytheseries.com and you stream it online. Great. But there was a new category created at the Emmys this year.
Right, right.
Of which it was a complicated name for this new category. I don't know what it is, but the Bay of the Series won the Emmy for this new season or for this new...
It's a soap opera online.
Right.
And I'm not really into those shows, but when we had our partnership or affiliation or got involved with the Bay, we both tuned in, and I found myself watching three episodes back to back to back.
It's a soap opera, but in 15, 20-minute segments, but I think they're going to 30, and it's all about what happens in the Bay. I'm not sure if the name of the city's the Bay or if it's just the Bay
Some
area.
Bay. Yeah.
Yeah. Some Bay. But it's like
Ron Moss. Ron Moss.
Right. It's kind of like Knott's Landing or Dallas or The Young and the Restless or All My Children, kind of like all rolled into one. You got the villain. You got the the scandal, you got it's a little mix of everything.
And it's got Ron Moss from Player from the 70s.
Yeah.
And also he was Beautiful.
Right, Bold and Beautiful for 30 years I think he was in that show, right? So last night was the, I guess the viewing party for the new season. And it was at Domo Restaurant. Was that the name of it? Domo?
Domo or Doma? Doda.
No. On Camden.
Noda.
Noda.
No,
it was Doma.
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 Okay.
On Camden in Beverly Hills. I never heard of this place before, but I tell you, we love going to events that got the red carpet, you got the media wall, you got the press and media, you got flowing food and flowing booze. That's all there is to it. That's what makes a Hollywood party that much more
exciting.
Nice
media wall, too.
Great media wall and great food. This Doma restaurant, and they're not a paid sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm putting a shout out to these guys, too, because this was they had the pizza and those chicken skewers, and then that one kind of like it was a deep fried, or was it deep fried? It was like shrimp.
What do you call it? Tempura?
Yeah, it was like tempura, but it wasn't shrimp. It was what?
No,
was
it was
those
peppers.
Pepper, right? Pepper tempura.
There was some special type of pepper, and the waiter who was distributing or passing them out, he was really pushing for it.
Yeah, it was a pepper tempura, which was great.
Yeah.
And
everything was wonderful.
Svedka vodka. That was Svedka vodka,
Svedka,
right?
Yeah.
Svedka vodka was there. And it's great when you go to these things because you get to meet up with old friends, old business associates, people that you may have not seen in a little while, because these type of events, you know, they attract all sorts of interesting, eclectic group of people, right?
We travel in an eclectic, wide variety, eclectic circle of people.
Sounds like a show. It could be like the Eclectics.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
that.
A lot of stuff going on there.
That. Yeah.
Maybe Renee could be in it, you know?
Yeah.
We'll talk to her in a couple minutes.
She should be calling in pretty soon. But how about that?
The Eclectics.
Eclectics.
Yeah.
And that's like the kind of mix you get at a Su Wong party.
Right.
Su Wong, designer
Su Wong.
Looking forward to that holiday party.
Which should be coming up
probably in the next
couple
two
weeks,
weeks,
right?
You get the invite yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, boy.
I hope they didn't lose our address.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because I remember it was about 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I think she had... Did she have something for New Year's, too? Or was this was like a combination of Christmas and...
That's a good question.
Because I remember last year, I'm thinking she should have just waited to New Year's and just had a New Year's party.
Yeah, some people like the holiday thing, you know, rather than New Year's, which is more of a booze blast. Holiday, you get the music going, you got the tree, you got the festive, different. Different. The holiday, New Year's Eve is more glamorous, more champagne, more, crazy, what have you. But hopefully that invitation has not been lost.
Yeah.
Hey, could I do a quick shout out
for
one of our products that's involved in our upcoming Oscar event? And
which is in February.
Yeah.
Which the WOW Creation Celebrity Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills during Oscar week.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. This is a Gunner and Jake's Gourmet Pickles and Peppers. I like how that sounds.
I'm getting hungry.
Here's a bit of the bio in the company. Gunner and Jake, created by Christy Murray, the mother, who was inspired by her two miracle children, Gunner and Jake. Gunner and Jake were born out of love, dedication, faith, and necessity. See, Christy was diagnosed as a child with a very rare kidney disease called nephrotic syndrome. I may be mispronouncing it. Anyhow, doctors told her that she'd be she'd have children and she'd have kidney failure by the age of 20. Anyhow, there's a big story here about Gunner and Jake. And
what's their website? I'd love to check it out.
Yeah, get to their website. Gunner and Gunner. That's GUNNARANDJAKE.com. That's GunnerandJake.com. Gunner and Jake's Gourmet Pickles and Peppers. So they will be participating in our upcoming Oscar event. But check out their website. Fantastic product.
It's good stuff. I remember they were in our Emmy suite.
I was surprised how competitive that industry is with gourmet pickles and organic pickles and just a variety of pickles. And I've tasted them all. I love them. Great pickles at Nate Nell's, and there used to be a deli in Glendale called Billy's. Fantastic pickles as well. But Gunner's Pickles and Peppers. I don't think I tried the peppers, though.
And they're based right here in Thousand Oaks, I think.
No, I think they're in Santa Clarita Valley.
Oh, Santa Clarita.
Area,
wow.
Near where I am, actually.
Okay, great.
But get to their website, Gunner and GunnerandJake.com. I love it how they named the company after the two children.
Yeah,
and great. We met the kids. They participated in an event. Kids. Little kid had a tie-in.
And I think the kid's going into acting or something because he met
an agent
at our suite who liked his look and he wanted to get him in the business. So that's how easy it is, I guess.
And a dollar for every purchase, Mark, is donated to the American Kidney Foundation.
I love it.
Which is fantastic. We love giving back in the Harris Brothers whenever we have an opportunity.
We don't do it enough.
As often as we can. In fact, we were just hit up 2 weeks ago for something taking place in Indiana in March.
And what about when we were in Florida last week? Remember when we were at the Chris Everett party, the Grand Gala, that woman gave us her business card. Right. She had something going on.
So within the last 2 weeks, we have this event in Indiana, and we have this one that we met last week. And then last week, we were reached out to by the British Consulate here in Los Angeles about a charity event. Vanderpump is going to be there. Joan Collins is going to be there.
What a combination.
We'd love to attend that. So, Kim, if you're listening, we'll try to make this happen. But also
like
try to
attend.
Get the Harris. What's that?
I'd like to attend.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kim, try to get the Harris Brothers on that list.
If it's local and I'm free, I'm there.
Zamundo.
Zamundo.
Yeah,
we mentioned them last week.
We did mention them last week.
Okay.
Zamundo.
Yeah.
But the Christmas parade was this weekend, the Hollywood Christmas parade.
Right. It was Sunday. It was like the 88th or 85th, right?
Or is it the 89th?
Wow.
Or I'm getting mixed up because we had dinner at the pantry the other day. Were they celebrating their 89th?
No, 91st.
Okay.
Yeah, the pantry. The pantry in downtown Los Angeles. It's an annual tradition, and we're going to get into the LA Auto Show in a couple minutes. But we attend the LA Auto Show, and before going to the LA Auto Show, our annual tradition is going to the pantry. It's been there. It's a LA staple. It's been downtown Los Angeles. It's a restaurant. They never close. 24/7, 365. Winter, spring, summer, and fall, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day, wars, whatever, they never close. And they've been there for 91 years. And, you're going to wait in line for an hour to get into this place. It's nothing fancy.
Well worth the wait.
Yeah, it's nothing fancy.
Gone up in price since the last year.
Well, everything has.
Yeah, everything has. Portions are fantastic, though, so you do continue to get your money's worth. So that's fantastic to know.
So, well, I know we've got a call coming in just a couple of minutes, so I don't want to go into the LA Auto Show just yet because I wanted to talk about that for a while. And let me see. Hold on to this thing here. Got a text from Kimberly.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
Yeah, got that. Yeah.
We just found out over the weekend one of our cousins that live in Chicago passed away suddenly on Saturday out of the blue. And we live here in LA. We go to Chicago every couple of years because we've got family there. We were there in April. Our aunt celebrated her 90th birthday, so we went out there, had a great time, saw our cousins, which we haven't seen in a while. Had a great time, and found out that one of the cousins, Christine, passed away on Saturday, brain aneurysm, just like that. And so we got the call from our aunt and cousins out there, and it's just a terrible, terrible, sad thing when you know somebody that passes away, and then when you know somebody who is your family that passes away, and then brain aneurysm.
Terrible.
Okay. Looks like we've got a call coming in right now, ladies and gentlemen, so hold on one second. I'm going to see if I could get this call in right here. Thanks for calling in LA Talk Radio. This is the Tastemakers. Is this Renee?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Is that Renee Willett?
Renee,
welcome to the Tastemakers.
The one and only.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on board. And it's a beautiful Southern California day here. You're missing out. Tell us about where you are and how the weather is out there.
Well, I'm looking out the window, and it's all white fog, and you can barely see the tops of the skyscrapers here in Manhattan. So I'm very jealous of you guys over there.
Well, that's right, because we got nice weather. But we're jealous of you, too, because there's nothing like New York City during the holidays.
Right.
Is that right?
I think that's true. There's nothing like New York City. Nothing can compare.
Do more people flock to New York, Mark, during this time of year or during the summer? Because
I think the summer, because it's the summer. In the winter, you're still going to be cold, but you know you're going to get out there, and everything about New York is fantastic. So, we've got Renee Willett on the phone right now. Now, and if you don't know who Renee Willett is,
you will soon.
Yeah, you will soon. I like to call her one of the new fresh rising stars in Hollywood. Right.
Yep.
She got a lot of stuff on her plate right now. She's done
multifaceted.
Right.
Not only does she have a lot on her plate, Mark, with work, she's got this travel schedule over the next like 4 to 6 weeks. That's crazy. I think she'd be called, in my opinion, almost in addition to being a young and upcomer superstar, she's a jet setter.
I like that. I like the way that sounds.
Do people even use that term anymore? I know that was big like the '60s and
'70s. So.
Jet setter.
Now, Renee.
I think it's used.
Yeah, I guess it is used.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like to be a jet setter.
Now, Renee, how long have you been an actress?
Well, professionally, I would say, for a year. Okay. I just started pursuing it when I graduated from USC in 2014. But when I was younger, I did a lot of acting.
Yeah. So this is something you like then, I guess, right?
Oh, it's my biggest passion.
Yeah.
It's my dream.
And, you know, and that's great because, you know, in this day and age, when you've got an SE degree, a lot of SE degrees don't go on to acting,
right.
which is great.
No,
I mean,
they do not.
Yeah. What that does is it says you have a true passion and a love for acting. This is something that you want to do, and you've been at it for a year. You've got a lot of stuff done, and you got a lot of stuff going on coming down the pike over here. So first off, I want to say kudos to you for getting into this challenging business.
Share with us some of the upcoming. I know the 8th is that's one of the films, and you have Blind starring Alec Baldwin and Demi Moore, which is two huge people. Do you want to share with us a little more information on these upcoming films?
What's the movie about, first off?
Sure. Blind, the one with Alec Baldwin, that is about is a blind man that Demi Moore meets because she is required to do community service. She got in some trouble, and they fall in love together. She reads him some stories and stuff because, you know, obviously he can't read. So she's reading to him, and he loves her voice, and she starts to fall for him. And it's a cute New York love story between those two. So it's great. It's getting a lot of press lately, too, which is amazing.
How about the,
and I play an FBI, an undercover FBI agent who helps in busting her husband's partner.
Really?
Business partner, and in turn, her husband gets busted, and that's why she gets in trouble in the end.
Wow. Now, were you carrying a firearm during the filming of this motion picture?
No, I was. There's no way of carrying a firearm in the undercover means I was doing,
right.
If you know what I mean.
Sure. My next question is if she was wearing one of those FBI jackets. You know,
that's right. They wore that
real,
FBI jacket,
real
the hat,
bold
the badge.
Writing FBI. Now, tell us about The 8th. That's an interesting title for a movie.
The 8th is actually an underwear line that my family and I are involved in. So that is that's not one of my films. Name of the men's underwear line.
Get your facts
and
straight, man.
My blender. I apologize.
Sorry about that.
Holy crap.
It's okay.
Wow.
So tomorrow, actually, I'm heading down to Miami for Art Basel, which is, you know, one of the biggest weekends in Miami of the year, and I'm very excited to be a part of it. Our underwear is being shown. It's almost, you know, if you don't know what Art Basel is, it's a bunch of, you know, art showings, private parties, private art galleries, stuff like that.
Yep.
So we decided to take the underwear, make it into a piece of art. We commissioned famous artists Jim Torok and Richard Phillips, and we had two different underwear, boxers you call them, being shown at the Webster in Miami, and, you know, they're actually on sale. They're very limited, and it's going to be a pretty big deal. Two big artists and underwear,
like
interesting it's exciting.
Collaboration.
Renee, quick thing here. Now, you call it Art Basel. Is that the correct, that's how it's pronounced? It's Art Basel
or Art Basel?
I don't know.
I would say Basel.
I like
some
Basel.
People say Basel. I like to sound a little more formal.
When you said Art Basel, I'm thinking,
yeah.
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah.
It's better than anything. You know, it loses something.
You know, it gives it that little je ne sais quoi.
This tells us the difference a little bit between Renee Willett and other people.
That's
She's got
correct.
That little extra thing about
speaking
it, right?
About the 8th, like I said, Renee, I like the collaboration, Mark. I'm sure you do as well. Is there a website that our listeners can go to check out this product?
Well, the underwear itself has its own website, the8th.com, and the Instagram and all that.
Okay, so
but the two pairs that are being shown in Art Basel will only be there. So,
okay.
You know, you have to be
invited
to the party for that.
The website for our listeners who want to purchase can go to the
and
8th.
It's 8th spelled out, yeah.
Right, two E's, the 8th, yes.
I'm going to go, I could always use a new pair of drawers, so I'm going to go to that website when I get home, and I'm going to check that thing out, because I like the way that sounds.
I like the way it sounds a lot, and I like the way how she says
it. And you'll like the way it feels, believe me. I've been told by many.
Great. How about that?
This is what I'm saying about Renee. She's
family show.
She's in a little bit of everything,
yeah,
right?
She's, you know? And there's something real special about Renee in regards to the Friars Club.
Oh, an interesting nugget of information, I think. And correct me if I'm wrong, Renee, but am I right in saying that you're the youngest member of the Friars Club?
in New York.
That is true. I'm 22, and the average age of the Friars Club is about 80 to 120.
Oh, right. Boy,
your Milton Berle's, your Don Rickles,
Sid Caesar,
yeah,
all those old.
Oh yeah, yeah. So there's everyone. Seinfeld, Stevie Wonder. I mean, everyone. Larry King.
How did that develop?
How did I become a part of it?
Yeah.
I met Jerry Lewis, and
wow.
he is, you know, a big part of the Friars Club,
yep.
And he kind of meeting him kind of influenced me in becoming a part of it. And you know, when you go, I don't know if you've ever been there. If you have, you're lucky, and you see on the walls all these very, very special photos of, you know, Frank Sinatra, and I mean photos from all time
sure.
periods, actually, from
right.
when it started. And it's just something I feel is special to be part of. And also I'm very interested in comedy acting, stand-up comedy, and it, in my mind, it's really mainly a private club of comedians,
yeah,
I would say,
right,
mainly.
Yeah.
Well,
think of the Friars Club, that's what you're thinking about,
yeah.
comedians. So when I saw this nugget of information that you're a member, first off, I thought, wow, that's great, because it's primarily comedians.
Comedians.
But then when you said you were the youngest one, I thought, wow, she's not only the youngest one, she's also not a comedian,
yeah.
which is great.
I know,
she's got a long reach of things she's involved
with. The extension goes very, very far.
Yeah.
Now, we used to have a Friars Club out here in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I was here forever.
And I was a member of it for...
right before they closed.
Just a brief period of time. But our membership was basically for business. It was a business partnership.
Networking and so forth. Yeah.
And it didn't go anywhere. But, you know, it was just a nice thing to be.
But a short period of time before
yeah.
they closed.
Yeah.
Like about a month. So, but anyway, that's a pretty neat, like you said, Mark, a nugget. But it's a neat thing, and it's a quirky thing to have on anybody's resume.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah, it's a great networking tool for myself as well. I mean, just going there, every single time I've been there, I've met some. I mean, the last time I was in the elevator with Russell Simmons, who
wow.
mentioned how much he loves the A's, actually.
Was he wearing his New York Yankee cap and a sweater?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Was he wearing his New York Yankee cap and a sweater? Seems like those.
Actually,
are
yes. Yeah. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Of course.
Great.
I don't think I've ever seen a picture of him without that damn hat on.
Right, I think you're right.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Yes, he actually was wearing that.
Yep. Argyle sweater.
But it's pretty cool. I mean, I went to the private Robert De Niro, he was being honored by the Friars Club, and it was cool. I got to sit next to Orlando Bloom, and, you know, it's just a very, you know, I think it's very different from the Soho House, but people, you know, a lot of people want to join that, and
yeah.
everyone thinks entertainment, Soho House, but this is a little more, I would actually say exclusive and special, and it's kind of a perfect for the path I want to go on, so it's great.
Yeah,
if you ever want to come by, just let me know.
Absolutely.
Definitely,
absolutely.
Definitely helpful. And,
hey, so Renee, where do you call home now? I mean, hold on a second here.
She's in New York now.
That's hard to answer.
You're always on the move, right?
According to the schedule I've got here.
Let's hear your schedule.
Yeah, this is what I got here, Renee. You're in New York now. How cool. And then off tomorrow, you're off to South Beach and Art Basel. For
mm-hmm.
a couple of days. Then you're off to, is this still on the, is, you're, are you off to Israel?
Yes.
Okay. Israel. Then from Israel.
I am.
Back to
Israel. I have a big foundation out there,
oh.
so
that,
we're going to go there.
That's part of your philanthropy background, right?
We'll recap in just a second about the philanthropy.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
But I want, okay, now, are you still going to St. Bart's?
I am, yes. Gee, Christmas time.
Yes. Must be nice, huh, Mark, to be
St.
Bart's
Christmas time.
Yeah.
And
then,
the beach.
Okay, now we understand. We're sorry to hear that your movie didn't make it to Sundance. I know there were potential plans for you to be in Sundance, but unfortunately that didn't make it. Sorry to hear that. But are you still headed to...
Wait, hold on a second. We're talking about Sundance, man, the submission of the film. Do you know, Renee, has this film been submitted to any other film festivals? You know, because there's film festivals every couple of weeks, every month. There's
oh, right, that I know. I mean, I know they are planning on doing that. I haven't even talked to the director since I found out, so I'm not sure. I didn't want to poke him too much.
Right.
You know, he's a little down when he found out.
Oh,
so
cool. Yeah, well, you know,
I will know soon.
Sundance is like the next to Cannes, I guess. There's the Cannes Film Festival
yeah.
and the Sundance Film Festival, which are the premier ones. And then you got Venice, and you got Berlin, and then you got all
right.
these other ones.
Toronto.
Aspen, Telluride,
mm-hmm. Toronto
is
yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just Santa Barbara Film Festival. Festival is also pretty good.
Getting
and the
bigger.
Palm Springs
yeah.
also is getting bigger every yeah. year. So, you know, let us know how that's going as far as the film festival shopping around, because we'd like to stay on top of this and see where the film goes and see how it's being shopped around. I'm interested.
Oh, yeah, of course I will. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
But, my December is jam-packed.
Yeah.
I actually I'm also going to Atlanta for a bit. I'm shooting a film out there in, like, 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks.
What's the name of the film?
It's called The Yellowbirds.
Oh, Yellowbirds.
Starring Jennifer Aniston and Ty Sheridan.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. That's a pretty big film coming out. And I'll be shooting with Jennifer Aniston, in almost 2 weeks. So I'm excited.
Love her. Great. Yeah, everybody loves
yeah.
her. What about the comedian? You're doing also another film with Jennifer Aniston, is that correct?
Right. With yes, I'm doing her next two projects, so hopefully we'll be best friends by the end of it.
Yeah. Robert De Niro is in that one as well, right?
It's with Robert De Niro and Jennifer Aniston, and that is actually shooting at the Friars Club, which that was a great in for me.
Wow.
And so it's called The Comedian, and he's kind of Robert De Niro plays... He was a very famous comedian back in his day, and he's kind of washed up now and grumpy and kind of has no life, no one he really loves, and he meets Jennifer Aniston and falls for her, and it's kind of, I think it's kind of it's like a kooky love story, if that makes sense. It's a little bit, I would say a little bit for the older crowd.
Okay.
But, I mean, I read it and loved it, and I'm very excited for that.
Fantastic. I love them both, so I'll probably see it. And I know my wife is a big fan of hers as well, so I'm sure we'll get out and check that out. Back to the philanthropy. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you're going to Israel because there's a charity thing that you're involved with?
Yes. Yeah, so it's called Shalva, and basically...
Shalva.
It houses and monetarily supports mentally challenged Israeli kids, their schooling, their living, all that stuff. And we recently helped rebuild the facility. Oh. And now I haven't been yet since it's been rebuilt. So I hear it's an amazing complex. It has an Olympic-sized pool and many dorms and... Oh. They say it's, you know, one of the nicest thing in Jerusalem right now, so I'm very excited.
So
and
you're going specifically for this?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have, Renee, like a website that we could put out there and for anybody that might be interested in taking
getting involved
in this thing?
Participating?
Shalva has a website, which is shalva.org,
okay.
Like shalva.org.
Good enough.
So that just gives, that gives the information on the foundation and how it started and... we've become very close with the couple that started it, who was influenced by what they went through with their child. So it's a very very special thing, I would say, and it's a very specific group of people that I can help, and with my Jewish heritage, it's just nice having something like that.
Certainly.
Back.
Well,
in Israel.
It's always at this time of the year, it's always a little bit more special when people get involved with charities and helping anybody out anywhere. Because everything is all the crap that's going on in the world nowadays. It's nice to give a little bit back.
Speaking of all the crap that's going on, Renee, I know you were planning on going to Paris for Fashion Week in January. Is that still on the table in regards, seeing what just has happened in Paris the last couple of weeks?
Well, we still plan on going. Men's Fashion Week is still happening.
Right.
On January 18th or so. Because of what happened, the Fashion Week itself, they haven't been able to plan specifics in advance. I believe normally for Fashion Week, at this time, you would know what you're doing if you're the designer, when your show is, where it is, and we don't have any information yet. So with our fear, I don't know if my family and I are 100% going to go, but
absolutely.
Of now, everything is booked, seriously. And we're part of it, and we're excited. It's a big deal for us, and we're joining with Virgil, who is, I don't know if you know, a Virgil, but most people my age do. He's Kanye's best friend, and he made Off-White and Pyrex, which are the two most biggest brands right now. Every single day you'll see Justin Bieber wearing a white shirt or something.
Yes.
Or
so that's Virgil. Wow.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, that's him. So it's his line, and then they're going to, all the models, all the men will be wearing the underwear. So we're teaming with him, which is a big deal.
This is what I was talking about earlier. Yeah. This is the epitome of jet setting.
Yeah.
She's going from St. Bart's, South Beach, to Israel, off to Paris, France for Men's Fashion Week. That's the epitome of jet setting.
She's an actress, socialite, philanthropist, and a jet setter.
And she's got a background history of tennis playing.
And a graduate from USC.
Where does it stop?
This sounds fantastic.
Renee,
what's your ultimate goal in life, Renee? What do you want to do next? I mean, what's the next big thing you want to do?
I think my immediate goal is to just become more successful actress.
Okay.
Be in a lot of films. Hopefully, my comedy will take off. My dream would be to be a female Will Ferrell. That's kind of where I want to go with it.
Yeah. What about an Oscar? Do you have your heart set on getting an Oscar? I know a lot of actresses and actors, when they get in, they want that's their ultimate goal. They want to get
an
Oscar.
I mean, of course. Okay. I dream about that every day. That's the ultimate dream.
Hey, comedy awards? They got comedy awards. Yeah. Plus, there's the Mark Twain Awards. So there's a lot of comedy stuff going on. So,
Now, you've only been acting for a year or so. How did you get all these gigs? I mean, this is
lots of auditioning, and I'll tell you the secret is a lot of schmoozing.
Schmoozing and networking.
There's no doubt about it.
Yes, that's a big one, and making sure you get everyone's email that you meet.
That is
the key to life.
That's a fact. How do you like the old audition? I know, believe it or not, Mark and I have been on a couple of those, and that's just not our thing. You know, we just. A couple of weeks ago, I'm feeling all nervous, and everybody around is feeling all. It's just not our thing. But kudos to anybody that wants to be in that arena, that industry, because it ain't easy.
Yeah, she got a passion for it, which makes it that much better. Like Donald Trump always says, if you're doing something you love, you ain't working. So
I completely agree. It's the only way to have the true passion and drive you need to be successful. But I mean, on the audition note, I'm actually having an audition as soon as we finish today. I have a virtual audition, and that seems to be where it's at right now. Almost 100% of my auditions have been virtual, and there's a whole technique to doing a virtual audition, filming it, shooting it, lighting it, maybe, you know, hiring someone to help you sometimes. It's its own new animal. So that's a big way of getting things, because a lot of other actors aren't experienced in that. And USC actually provided a class for virtual auditions, which at the time I was not pursuing acting yet.
Wow.
And I kind of thought, I don't know, I kind of thought it was like silly or a joke, or like, why would I need to be lighted nicely? They kind of get it. Why can't I take it on an iPhone? And I'm glad I learned all that stuff, because it has really helped me get a lot of roles.
Good luck with that audition. It's quite a month. Not only is she auditioning, she's in all these films. She's traveling nonstop.
Yeah, Renee Willett, actress extraordinaire, philanthropist, I mean, jet setter. You got everything covered. Well, Renee, thanks so much for calling in today. It was great getting to know you and talk to you and learn a little bit more about you. It sounds like you've got a lot of stuff going on.
I think I want to live Renee's life, Mark.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners want to live Renee's life. But, Renee, we wish you the best of luck on your audition today. Enjoy Art Basel this week.
Be safe with all your travels to Israel. St.
And I think, you know what, man? I think we're going to have Renee call in again some other time for another
Whenever you need me. Thank you for having me.
I was going to say whenever she's in town, but she can call from wherever. She doesn't have to be in town. So next
I could call from anywhere.
Anywhere, which is great. But Renee, thanks so much for calling in. And, I mean, you're a real joy to talk to and a real pro, and we wish you the best of luck in your acting, but I don't think you need it. I think you're on the right track and you know what's getting done. And
tell your mother we said hello.
Agents call, managers, I mean, not agents, but just best of luck to you, Renee. And we'll talk
Thank you so much. It's always fun talking to you guys.
Renee,
you take
have
care
fun.
And enjoy this week.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure.
Take care,
Cheers.
Renee.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Renee Willett.
Yeah, what a breath of fresh air, right?
No kidding. And how about that? I want to say lifestyle. I'm going to say jet setting again. But again.
Well, let's not overdo that.
Okay.
Of course. She's got more to it than that. I love the fact that she's got this cause. You know, she's going to Israel. Her family's involved with this charity.
Yep.
And that's just the one thing she mentioned. Who knows what else she's doing out
there?
And
then her family's got the box or the underwear line.
Yeah.
And,
a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
I love having a call and guests like that. That's great. A lot of fun and a lot of energy, which is great. So Renee Willett, the new hot thing in Hollywood, I guess. They were up and coming actress.
She's up and coming.
Which is
Hopefully
great,
she'll get it up to L.A. one of these soon. We'll get her some of these carpets and such. But
okay, off on another note real quick here, because we're winding down. The LA Auto Show, you know, we went there on Saturday. I want to thank the LA Auto Show for inviting the Harrises to attend this weekend, because we love the Auto Show. We love LA.
Annual
We love
visit.
Cars. So there's, you know, it used to be in January, I think, and then they moved it now to November.
Late November, yeah.
Which is, it's a great way to go. Not only if you're in the market for a new car, it's a great way, to go and take a look at cars that you normally wouldn't be able to afford. The new Maybach was there. The Maserati.
$185,000 discounted rate.
Yeah, but a lot of people can't afford, you know,
$400,000.
So it's a great car. It's a great opportunity to go to see these cars.
Sit in them, look at them, photograph with them.
Jaguars, Bentleys, Maybachs. They used to have Lamborghinis there. I don't know if they had.
Yeah, Lamborghinis
this year. Maserati or Ferraris.
Yeah.
There were no Ferraris there either.
No Ferraris.
But
no
overall,
either.
It's a lot of bang for your buck, because you could stay there for hours visiting, you know, looking at the car. And the great thing about this, too, they've got all these test drives. Before you enter the convention center, if you want to take a Lincoln for a test drive or a Mazda, there they are. Go for a test drive, give you a great, you know, better idea of what kind of car you want to drive or what kind of car you want to buy.
Yeah, I mean, they have them all out there. It's really time-consuming. I'm sure some people – we usually spend about two and a half hours, but I'm sure some people go for the entire day.
Yeah.
Fantastic
great.
Show. It closed
so
on Sunday.
A big thank you to LA Auto Show, and they'll be back again next November. So when they come by, I encourage all our listeners, go to the LA Auto Show. It's in the heart of downtown, the convention center right next to Staples Center. It's a great place to go. There's a lot of stuff around there. So
they had 100 new cars, 100 new miles this year.
Yeah.
Where they put them, I have no idea.
No idea.
Well, I mean, the convention center is huge, but 100 extra cars?
Yeah, great.
Great show.
Yeah.
And we'll see them again next year. And we'll start the day with the pantry as well. And speaking of the pantry, you had the pleasure of meeting the ex-mayor of Los Angeles.
Richard Reardon. You know, I liked him. He was the mayor of Los Angeles for 8 years. Did a great job. A lot of good stuff happened in L.A. while he was the mayor. He's been gone now for about, let me see. We had 8, 12, probably about 16 years since he's been mayor of the city.
Wow.
So, you know. Never met him before, and there he was. He owns the pantry, by the way.
Yeah.
So we saw him walking in. So great guy. Went up to him. We were there with a buddy of ours, Jonas. So there were three of us. And the first thing he said was, "Are there two of you? Do you got one a friend with you?" And
How
I said,
"In your group."
Yeah. And I said, "Well, actually, there's three of us." And he goes, "Well, if there was only two of you, I'd invite you to have breakfast with me, because he already had somebody else with him. So tables are seat four. So, but a nice guy. We just met the guy, and he's inviting us to be." His guest for breakfast.
Too
bad. I wonder if he was going to pay.
Yeah.
You, you know? He owns the joint.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll catch him next time. Anyhow, great food, great dinner, great time,
great
time. Friends. And hey, Ringo Starr, he's having an auction this Thursday that we are fortunate enough to be on the guest list to attend. I'm curious to check this out.
It's Thursday, right?
It's this Thursday, and he's auctioning off a ton of stuff, including his personal copy, the number 3 copy of the White Album. It's set to get approximately $50,000. And I'm not sure if he's doing this for charity or what, but it should be a great
great event.
Great
I'm
auction.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
right?
Great auction to attend. I'm curious on the high end what might be there. I'm wondering if
what if he's there? Wouldn't
that
be a great
picture?
I'm wondering
if he might
Ringo?
Make a if he might make a a drop in.
Yeah.
Probably not. But
hey, just a quick shout-out, man. Another one of these great brands that were in the Beat Bobby Flay gift bag that's being distributed, I think, as we speak. It's Grill Grates. You know?
Oh,
you familiar with Grill Grates?
Yeah.
It's a patented grill surface with a unique design that grills food better. They're the first grilling service that is truly additive to the cook. They block flare-ups, even out hot and cold spots, and keep juices sizzling with the food for added flavor. Food grilled on Grill Grates is juicier, more tender, and beautifully seared, never burned or charred. The secret to grill flavor is not the fuel, but the drippings. I like the way that sounds, the drippings.
I
That's what they always say, the drippings is what makes a, if you're cooking a barbecue.
I like the way the whole thing sounds, how you're describing it. I know we had Grill Grate in one of our other events a couple of years ago for the Food Network. Loved it. It's fantastic.
Grillgrate.com. And you know what? They're giving a special 15% discount. If you go to their website and use the code GRATEFUL, you get a 15% discount.
How do you spell grateful? Is that a tricky one? Because
no,
the,
it's just like it sounds. Grateful.
Okay. I thought maybe they'd be a little tricky there because of the
And it's not case sensitive. So tell Grill Grate the tastemaker sent you.
Oh, I like that.
Grillgrate.com.
Grillgrate.com.
So it's great. You know, it's a great product. So we always like to.
We follow Brad on Facebook. Seems like he has a pretty good time too.
I like people that are busy and they're doing things and they're enjoying life.
Yeah.
Because like Pitbull always says, every day above ground is a good day.
Yeah, that's a fact. So Grillgrate.
Grillgate got time.
Grillgate.
Say that real fast sometimes.
Grillgate.
Grillgate.
I can't.
Yeah,
Grillgate got. I can't say it once fast. No. I can say it slow. Grillgate.com. Hey, how about that fight this weekend? That heavyweight fight, Klitschkov. It was in Dusseldorf. That's how I know we got listeners in Dusseldorf. They sent us an email. But the Klitschkov fight.
Yeah,
you fought that 6'9" Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Two giants.
And you know what? I didn't even know this thing was happening. It just happened Saturday morning. I look in the paper, and Florida call coming in, the third time for this one. If you're listening right now, Florida, I can't take the call. It's on my cell phone right now.
We're doing the show. Yeah. We like conducting.
But anyhow, the world heavyweight fight was Saturday night in Dusseldorf. I found out about it just Saturday morning as I'm looking to see what's on the sport channels for the day.
Yeah.
You know, weird, right?
Yeah. And Klitschkov lost. You know, 66-4 record.
Right.
Yeah,
the world champion, 66-5. But I think he's held the title for like 15 years or something.
He's in the twilight of his career. This guy was like...
He's 39.
Yeah, he's in the twilight of his career. The guy that he lost to was like 26, I think, right?
Yeah.
Just dawned on me right now. I mean, notes here. I want to talk to Renee about Havana. She was in Havana a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And she posted something.
Yeah, we forgot about that.
I was on her Instagram site this morning, and she posted a video of her driving in the streets in Havana with all the old cars.
Great.
Yeah, it was great. Just fantastic. We got to get there. Who else do we know? Somebody else is going there this week. Oh, one of the people we met from...
Storage Wars,
Miami.
Cast, yeah.
We had the pleasure of meeting Zamundo. We had the pleasure of meeting George and Maydell. And she was going, I think, was she going to Havana this week? And I think she...
No, it was last week, I thought.
Last week. And I think she said she was going to bring us a box of smokes.
Now, how she's going to smuggle that in, I don't know. But I'm not questioning it. Yeah, if it comes in, I love it.
Comes in, and if it comes in, we're not going to tell anybody about it, right?
So by the way, Matt, another great brand that participated in the Beat Bobby Flay...
Oh, yeah.
Celebrity gift bag going out today. Bayside Chocolates.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bayside Chocolates is a back to basics candy shop perched on the Atlantic Ocean in picturesque Lubeck. Or Lubay, I guess. Lubec. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah,
right?
is that French?
Lubeck,
right?
Maine.
Maine?
Yeah, Lubeck, Maine.
Huh.
They use the finest ingredients and locally sourced whenever possible. Their chocolates are lovingly crafted in small batches. And I like the small batches. That always makes it better, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dark and milk chocolate, soy-free with dark chocolate also being. They've got refreshing peppermint patties. I love peppermint patties.
Oh, I like how peppermint patty even sounds.
Describe them as being fluffy. How about that? A fluffy peppermint patty.
Fluffy?
The fluffy peppermint patty.
Huh.
Right? Their patties are made with simple ingredients. And they now offer them with organic ingredients, whether it's convention recipe or organic. Peppermint patties are available in two sizes, which is great. I guess that's the extra fluffy one, which is perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect for sharing with family and friends. You may get lucky and get a box of Baker's Dozen. Surprises come in boxes of a Baker's Dozen. I like that.
I like it.
Visit
too.
Them on www.baysidechocolate.com.
Boy.
Again, my mouth is just watering thinking about these chocolates now.
I love a chilled peppermint patty, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a York peppermint
patty? I'd like to try one of these fluffy ones.
Yeah. We got to have her send us a box.
www.baysidechocolate.com for the best peppermint patties out there. And again, thanks for participating, being in the official gift bag for Beat Bobby Flay.
And I know there's a lot of people we didn't have an opportunity to mention because of that call-in, but we'll get to that next week.
Also like them at facebook.com/baysidechocolates. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Sounds real good. And it's almost about that time, Mark. It's getting to be lunchtime, but we got a call. After we get off done with the show, we have a call that we have to deal with. But I think that should just about do it for today.
Oh, we got plenty of time still. Plenty of time.
Oh, fantastic.
Plenty of time. What else is going on over there?
Well, you know, it's a Tuesday and beautiful day, like we always. In fact, for the most part, whenever we're here, Mark, it is a beautiful day.
Yeah. Well, we live here in Southern California, so for the most part, you've got beautiful days.
Isn't there sun 300 days a year?
Probably something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic. I would think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You started any of your Christmas shopping yet?
Not yet. Okay. But let me just get another quick shot on while we're still on air today.
Please do so.
Better Than Average, LLC.com. Since 2007, Better Than Average has been making handmade products using local fruit and vegetables from local farms. With their innovative flavors and wide array of how-to-use recipes, they have something for everyone. They specialize in creative flavors you won't find anywhere else, including their very popular Moxie Jelly.
Oh, Moxie.
They design their flavors to cook with, whether it is barbecue, crockpot favorites, jerky, or even the ever-popular peanut butter and jelly. Give it a try as a jelly, sauce, or even a marmalade. They'd love to see what you think of it.
And this is Better Than Average LLC.com. Jams, jellies, and sauces. Shannon Bissonnette is the proprietor. And Shannon, I hope I pronounced your name the right way. Bissonnette. Right?
I'm sure you kind of
www.betterthanaverageLLC.com. Go there. Order some jams and jellies. Great time of the year to get this stuff for Christmas, you know. Everybody knows about Hickory Farms, I guess, and there's something else that does this.
Swiss Colony.
Swiss Colony, right?
And Fiji.
All right, Fiji.
Yeah.
So this is something, I guess, an alternative to those guys. Yeah. Better Than Average LLC. Get your jams, jellies, sauces, marmalades. Sounds great. And again, my mouth is just watering.
Mark, I tell you, I'd like to be one of those 60 celebrities that are getting one of these Wow Creations gift bags, because the one for the Bobby Flay Show sounds like it's packed with not only good, fantastic, flavorful stuff, but a nice wide variety of items as well.
Yeah.
You know, going past just the food area. But
Lots of good stuff.
Yeah, lots of good stuff. Thanks again for getting us involved with that Food Network and Bobby Flay, which, by the way, speaking of food and so forth, did you see that bacon show last night, or did you TiVo it?
I TiVo'd it. I forgot it was on. I just saw it started, and I just saw a couple minutes of it, but I did TiVo it.
You
any
did
good?
TiVo it. No, I didn't watch. I was TiVoing three things at the same time.
Well, we had a great show today. Thanks for all the listeners around the country, around the globe, for tuning in.
Thanks to Renee Willett for calling in.
Yeah, Renee Willett. Boy, she's something, isn't she?
Yeah. Got a lot going on.
Yeah.
How great it is to be 22.
Yeah, oh gosh. So again, we're here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, LATalkRadio.com, Channel 2. The Harris Brothers are the Tastemakers. You could also watch, we've got a show, The Harris Brothers Fabulous World of Wow, Episode 3 just went live last week on www.firstrun.tv. It's a shorter episode than usual, 17 minutes, and basically it's about one of our gifting suites, so that's kind of different.
Yeah.
Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on MySpace, follow us on LinkedIn, go to Flickr,
Instagram.
We're all over the place.
We got two Twitter accounts, actually.
Two Twitter accounts. We're not on Storage Wars this week. I think they're taking a break
for a
week or two.
We were last Saturday,
which was great. So,
A&E.
You know, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in.
You can always contact us. Mark, did you share our email address?
WowCreationsMedia.com. Send us an email at WowCreationsMedia@gmail.com, WowCreationsMedia@yahoo.com.
Always easy to get a hold of Harris Brothers.
Always easy. Until next week, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Go out, enjoy life.
Safe.
Eat something good. Something good. And have fun. Cheers.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.